This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman.
Every year, thousands of patients volunteer to take part in clinical trials across the U.S. They're a fundamental step in the approval process for every drug we take, yet we hear very little about how clinical trials work. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, we spoke with Dr. Tina Ali Mohammed, who works with Brilaro Medical Trials. Dr. Mohammed, who's affected by clinical trials?
Everybody. Because if you think about medications and how they come out, everything from over-the-counter cold medicine to the really, heavy-duty cancer drugs for cancer, they all at some point have had to undergo rigorous testing.
What are some of the biggest challenges for you in finding people to participate in clinical studies, particularly related to mental health?
So there's some stigma. We did the NAMI walk.
That's the National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Yes, ma'am. And the overwhelming question was, what's a clinical trial? Wait, so am I going to be a guinea pig? And so, addressing not only then the stigma of mental health, but also of clinical trials. I think what the public knows of clinical trials, unfortunately, is overwhelmingly negative. If you think back to history, you think of Tuskegee trials, you think of, all the medical experiments done by the Nazis, and you're thinking, oh, this stuff is unethical, it's wrong, that's my last resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this conversation, I'm hoping, will open, people's minds, and they'll at least consider this as a viable option alongside their regular treatment.
Well, one thing that I've heard repeatedly is that the stigma around clinical trials is especially a problem because it makes recruiting a diverse group of people really difficult.
That's exactly correct. And we're finding more and more that your ethnic makeup does impact how you respond to certain medications, because your ability to metabolize certain chemicals is going to be different based on that makeup. And what we found is that actually our office tends to be pretty diverse ethnically. And so it seems like every person has become somewhat of an ambassador to their culture and has gone forward and sort of broken down those barriers and broken the ice. I'm a Pakistani American, and so for me, I went and talked to my community. I did a lecture just on what depression is. And I'm hoping things like that, if we all feel comfortable talking to our ethnic groups, that diversity will not be an issue.
You mentioned it used to be old-fashioned in terms of looking for people to participate in trials, even door knocking. Now, what type of technology do you use to recruit patients?
We've been turning to social media, things like Facebook. There's also programs like StudyKIK that will make it easy for anybody who's interested in clinical trials to submit their name and their information and submit the areas that are interested to them. And then StudyKIK will match a trial that makes sense.
What are some of the benefits for people who do get involved with clinical trials? What kind of outcomes could they expect?
If it's a trial for like a skin rash or if it's a trial for an immunization, it's pretty time limited. If it helps, great, you're done. If it doesn't help, then then there's some built-in protocols for, well, how do you proceed from there? We also make sure that at the end of every study, there is follow-up. We always give resources to local clinics or to physicians or psychologists or whoever we think is appropriate to make sure that nobody walks out of there kind of just left out in the cold after they've been treated as specifically and in as detailed a way as they have during the trial.
Dr. Ali Mohammed is a principal investigator with Brilaro Medical Trials. Thank you so much.
Thank you.